This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Happy almost
you.
Friday, human.
All right.
Oh my God. It's going to be so hot today and then CBS News was saying 10 degrees hotter tomorrow.
I feel bad for anyone working in their yard.
Don't feel too bad. At least we're not in Houston, man. I was actually bitching yesterday as I was planting some stuff and just like sweating. And it wasn't even hot yesterday compared to how it's going to be. And I just at one point went, okay, I could be in Houston right now. Like, stop your bitching. You're not under 10 feet of water.
I'm like, what? What?
Okay. No, it's, I mean, yeah. I actually had to turn the TV off yesterday, just like, or turn the channel away from the news coverage. It's just, oh my God. It just feels like so desperate. A lot of people stepping up to do whatever they can
so many
to help.
People are coming forward. But yeah, a lot more deaths going on, and just the images are horrific.
And I guess something similar is happening in Mumbai. Like massive flooding there too.
Oh, I don't
it's
know
India.
About that.
Yeah, and they had it's like 1,000 people are dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's so.
Oh my goodness.
Not funny, but it's like a bomb went off there in terms of how many people died, and yet it's barely a blurb in our news.
I know.
But that's I think that's normal based
We're
on the
very
fact that
focused
we
here.
Have our own tragedy happening before our very eyes in our own country. But yeah, it's worse than here. I think, though, part of the problem is I've never been. I don't know.
It's way less developed.
They don't have...
The houses are just washing away.
Right. They don't have homes, traditional homes to begin with. So the amount of people displaced, almost a million, don't necessarily have a home as we know it to begin
right.
with.
Right. It didn't have foundation or, you know, regular framing. A lot of them were huts.
I was just reading about that one this morning, just a few minutes ago, and was like, ugh.
So no matter how hot it gets this weekend, you know, do what you can, obviously, to stay cool. But
oh, it's awful.
Know, it is awful. And
it's
we
awful.
Will complain about it.
115 degrees, Livermore. Get ready.
Yes. Ugh. Oh.
They say it's not been that hot in Livermore since 1950.
Damn.
Oh, did they have air conditioning in 1950? When did air conditioning start happening?
I don't know, I don't think that, you know, that's like, did everyone have a TV in 1950? So even if it was available, I don't necessarily know that everyone was like...
I mean, it's everywhere now, air conditioning. Like, even if you don't have it at your house, you can always go to, like, a Walmart or something.
Oh, well.
It's plenty cool in there.
The first air conditioning unit you want to guess.
Oh, thank you, Hooman. This is wonderful. I will say 1955.
And Vinny?
I'm going to say 63.
And finally, Yuzette?
I'm going to say 1902.
1902 is right!
What, you look it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cheater.
1902, huh? Boy!
Yeah, what is it, a 25-year-old guy invented
it? Yeah, from New York, yeah.
That's not fair, though, because just like you hear people say they were using the internet in 1980, all right, but it wasn't what we know it as today.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't start happening until the 90s, mid to late.
Yeah, when did it become, mainstream?
Well, so this, the funny thing is this dude in 1902 wasn't even trying to cool off his place.
Oh, what was he trying to
do? He wanted to control the humidity in a printing plant where he worked.
Oh.
So, you know, the paper and stuff would,
also
you know,
sweat.
It's hot.
Will just stay the way it's meant to stay because I think the heat was affecting the printing plant.
Oh. Mm.
So, the humidity anyway.
So he was trying to get rid of the humidity. And did he use Freon? Wasn't Freon the is it still?
No, so the way this guy did it is he sent air through water-cooked coils. And it wasn't even aimed at, like I said, it was just aimed at the paper.
Oh.
It wasn't aimed at the humans.
Funny.
So.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't like the heat. So, I mean, I know that there's other tragedies in the world, and I'm not going to sit here and whine about it, but man, I do not like it.
Now we can do a little complaining.
I can't wait.
Makes life feel normal.
510 says central air conditioning came to U.S. homes in the 60s.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's more like it. Yeah. Just last night, I know this. It hasn't even started yet. The joys of marriage, human. Even though I'm not married.
Where's my hat?
Where's your hat? I get in my car.
Yeah.
We're gonna go take a little drive. Kid gets in. Mrs. gets in.
Just taking a random drive.
I gotta go mail a couple things, and then we're gonna go take a spin by this house that we know.
Oh, drive by your new house. How exciting!
That's not necessarily what I was trying to say.
That's it. I do that too. It's so exciting. Oh my God, I can't wait to get this place.
Anyway, so we get in the car and she goes, is that right? Is it 83 degrees? This was at 6 p.m.
Right.
And I go, yes, it's hot out right now. And she's got goosebumps. She grabs, she reaches behind the seat, grabs my sweatshirt that I keep for whatever, I don't know.
Just to have there.
Yeah, I never wear anything like that, but it's there. And she pulls it over her arms. I'm like, oh.
Well,
you need to move to Cuba to be... No!
Cranked or
something? We just gotten in the car!
Oh, funny.
She needs to live in one of those climates
Is she super skinny or something? I mean, she's always been skinny, but is she like no fat on her at all?
All the running. Stuff,
yeah. It's just her constitution.
She's an elite runner.
She is.
Elite.
Yep.
I don't know. I just,
so then what'd you do?
Like
I just shook my head like we're never going to meet on that body temperature thing.
Did you turn on the heater?
Like in the house, I put on the air conditioner when it gets over 77.
Yeah.
The air has to come on. I cannot sleep.
Right.
Not in the day. I don't care about the day. I'll figure that out. I'll squirt myself with the hose.
I'm with you too. Like if it's saying 77 as I'm going to bed, I'm like
not happening.
Putting the air conditioner
right.
on.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way I'm sleeping.
Right.
If it's that. But she is absolutely freezing
all the time. Maybe it's because she has a cold heart.
I don't
cold
maybe.
Heart, cold body.
I wonder if she's anemic.
I don't think so because she's. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's. I think. In general, I've dealt with this temperature
difference,
issue between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
In general, that's something most people deal with.
We had one girl who ran really, really hot, right? Wasn't that old girlfriend? Like, I remember one time he said, I can't even be near her in the bed. She takes over the whole bed, but she's like, you touch her, she's like a burning coal.
Is this true of any?
I'm pretty hot too, though, so that's part of the issue.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't remember
so
anyone
you guys raised
before
the temperature.
My current girlfriend.
Oh, of course not. Well, there was no one.
Idea.
I mean,
right.
Please.
I sleep with a fan on, but, you know, I haven't got a hot flash since I started taking these pills.
What pills?
I can't tell you what a relief it is.
I know. You
I
were like,
I cannot tell you.
Well, share the
yourself.
Drug
for all of us.
Tell us
what
everything.
We're all free.
Horrible. So, take that hat off.
I can't.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Estradiol.
Estradiol.
Estradiol?
Yeah. Generic for estrace. Estrace.
Is it prescription?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what about side effects?
I haven't.
You want to know the side effects?
More.
I already looked it up. I'm ready to go.
Oh, great. Let's hear the side effects.
Am I bitchy?
Have you got the menopause?
Am I more bitchy?
Well, that's on there. No, I'm just kidding. You don't need the medicine for that.
You ass.
It says upset stomach, nausea, vomiting, bloating.
Oh, bloating.
Yeah, there's that.
breast tenderness.
Oh.
No.
Good.
Weight changes might occur.
Well,
I just started working out again, so yeah, I feel horrible right now.
Weight-wise.
I don't feel comfortable right now in my own skin.
Oh.
Because my jeans are tight.
I feel that.
Yeah.
And so buy new jeans.
I said it's bogus. I know the feeling.
Yeah,
I've definitely been
exercising
a lot lately because it's just, and I hear
just
people.
Feels uncomfortable.
Yep.
You know, you say you don't feel okay with it, and then someone will go, oh, you got to look, whatever. I'm not okay with feeling chunky.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel good when I've got a
exactly.
Right there.
That's how I feel when I'm driving. I feel like a blob.
Dude,
like
it is the driving. I know. It's so funny. Like, normally it just doesn't even occur to me, but then I'll be sitting in the car and I almost like, I feel like my belly like shaking as I'm going over like bumps. I'm like, what is going on? Or you go down some stairs, you're like, what's happening?
People hear me bitching about it and they'll text in like, dude, you know, listen, if you're okay, I have to take pictures all
right.
the goddamn time.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I look at myself and go, look at my fat face. God.
Yeah, me too.
All of us.
Hey,
all right, is there anything else?
Yeah,
We should start doing the show on treadmills.
We right.
just be on treadmills all morning. Oh, go on. What else?
Can we go to song now?
So this is a little bit rare, but memory loss.
Oh.
You got that? I know you don't remember any of the stuff I tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's not important.
Boy, I can't take that one.
This is kind of, you know, scary if this happens. Vahoo bleeds. The Vahoo.
No.
Does that never happen to you anymore? That's over, right?
Oh, that's been over for, you know, with all the crap I had going on. That's been over for many years. A couple decades, probably.
The Vahoo itches a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you got an itchy Vahoo?
I don't, but they did. She specifically told me that I might because of dryness or something like that. But no, I don't have that problem.
No.
Hey, she's not dry down there. there could be swelling in the ankles.
Oh.
And then they've got like super rare things that could happen.
Like what?
Blood clots.
Oh.
Sweating. Mm. Coughing up blood.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's super rare. I mean, it's just.
She said, well, if you stay on this for the next 20 years, you might have blood hopefully I'll be dead in 20 years. Like, really?
Oh, my God, no.
Yikes.
Are you even 50 yet? Are you going to be 50
this
year?
No, I'll be 50 this year.
Damn.
I know.
What are we going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. My brother wanted to do Hawaii 50, but then that kind of fell apart because he's got a lot going on.
What does that mean?
Go to Hawaii for my 50.
Oh, duh.
Cute. Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Hawaii 50.
And then I don't think John could get away. Oh, by the way, John sold his first car.
Oh! Did he get a tattoo?
No.
That's so exciting.
Did he sell Prius or something?
No, he sells Mercedes.
I know. What
Oh, congratulations.
He sold like a $80,000 Mercedes to some dude from Google.
You know how nice that car must be? Oh, my God.
Okay,
oh my
Norman.
God.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just very crackly.
Come on. It's Mexican.
It's got a maraca.
Hey, can I just real quickly just want to say thank you to the people who've contributed to Bryn and I in our stair climb.
Yeah.
We just passed the $4,000 mark.
Oh. Yeah.
Special shout out to Sara Fronte and Zam. They contributed yesterday. We're $600 away from taking over everything. First place individually and first place overall.
The firefighters are... They're short of their total goal, though, by a lot.
Yeah, they want to overall raise $100,000. Mm. They're overall with all the teams, all the individuals, they're at $53,000. Mm. But let's just think about the Owls team right now.
No.
And if we could, you know, if everyone listening wouldn't mind, you know, we're raising money to help firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress and police officers and paramedics.
RadioOwls.com. RadioOwls.com had a link to that. What about our Soar with Reading thing?
Today's the last day, 41.9%.
You know, thank
Dang,
you.
Dang, it was 42 this morning when I looked at it. Now it's 41.9.
Well, it's 9 o'clock in the morning in Boston, and they're clearly doing some kind of push.
They have 30%.
Yeah, they're basically 12%.
So we did increase the gap a little bit yesterday, but we need to stay on that today. Let's just, you know, put the final nail in everybody else's coffin. So we can live with our 100,000 books.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So remind us about that a couple times today. It's worth reading to
can
make
I
sure
remind
everybody...
you of the stair thing too.
Of course,
Thank
of course.
You so much.
Human, when are you doing that tomorrow?
So I ran. I did the practice run yesterday.
Oh, And
1,197 stairs. So I thought it was going to be a big turnout. I thought there were going to be a lot of firefighters. It was me and one other dude, Greg. What's up, Greg? And then the building security and the building managers, because it's 555 California. And I'm like, all right, Hooman, you got this. You've been training.
Yeah.
You said that to yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I pumped myself up.
Nice.
And, you know, Greg, you know, he's very realistic. He's like,
our guy Greg that works here?
No, Greg, he's a firefighter.
Oh.
And he's like, Hooman, I don't want to pass you on the stairs. Don't run. Don't run. I'm like, I can do this. And they go, don't look at the numbers because every flight is
yes,
numbered.
Yeah.
And so ultimately it's 50. Oh, great.
Oh, that's
the
bad.
Sound. There's 52 flights. Okay. So I run and I don't know. All of a sudden, like, I'm a lot more tired and out of breath sooner than I realized that I'm going to be. The average time is 25 minutes. I wanted to get up there by 15 minutes. So I finally look up. I'm completely out of breath. I'm at the sixth floor. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I start praying. I'm like, God, give me the strength. Give me the strength.
Floor?
So I'm not. I was going every other step, and I was pulling myself up on the rail on
you
the outside.
You were skipping stairs?
I was skipping stairs, yeah, because I thought, you know.
Now while I have energy, I'll get as many of these out of the way. I'll get 30 or 40 of them out of the way.
Exactly.
Six.
So six. So then I'm like one stair at a time, going up. I'm like, Tooman, don't look. Don't look at the flights. Don't look. Finally, I look at the flights. I'm at 19. I'm like, oh, God, help me. Because I'm not even halfway there.
Oh, my God.
So finally, I reach 25. I'm like, all right, bro, you're at the halfway mark. Keep it going. Keep it going. And then I don't.
You call yourself bro.
Yeah, it's okay,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Got this.
Broman.
Self high five.
I'm praying. Still running. Finally, I look up and I realize I'm at the 39th floor, and I basically have 10 flights left.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I got this. And so I made it to the top, my first run, 15 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Really?
That's
yeah.
amazing. And this was with no
amazing.
Equipment, right?
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
So it's going to be harder when you do it the actual
well,
way.
Well, no, I get to run it with no equipment.
Oh.
There's one or two elite firefighters that can do all of those stairs with all of the gear in 9 minutes.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
I want to see what they look like.
Without all that equipment on.
No, I want to see their body. Like, what kind
That's
of shape are you in, dude? Yeah.
Right.
As I'm representing
Take
them,
all that off. Let's have a look.
Yeah. Let's see what you got.
As I'm representing the number one morning show in the Bay, I just want
Great
to
job,
give it my
Newman.
All.
That's
guys,
amazing.
For the
Sarah where was Bryn for that practice?
Vinny. I guess he's busy working on his house. Game over.
So when is the actual run?
September 9th, 9:30 a.m.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that, Hooman. That's amazing.
And thanks to everyone that's contributed to our campaign, RadioAlice.com. Just yes. click on the link of me and Brian.
When you're DJing, yes. do you say to yourself, like, all right, bro, you got to hit this button next. It's going to be a big button to hit.
I don't call myself bro. Oh. I have said my own name to myself.
Sarah.
Like, come on, Sarah.
Hit you this know, button good.
Sarah, you can play this song right after you do the legal ID that you know you have to do, Sarah. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
All right,
you did
bro.
It.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice.
Bros.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.